ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to your weekly edition of Comics. You're listening to Beyond the Panel. I'm your lovely co-host, Professor S, and I am joined here
by Dr. Mensforth, your co-host.
The ever-wonderful Dr. Mensforth. We are here every single week to help talk comics with you, because we both love them. Curtis, the infinite wealth of knowledge, and myself, the ever-loving newbie. So we're here to help you out today. Curtis, how you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic.
Fantastic, you say?
Yeah, this week I'm doing fantastic.
Why are you fantastic, Curtis?
Fantastic because we might be getting the Fantastic Four again.
You hope so.
Exactly. I definitely hope so.
Well, the thing that Curtis is talking about right now, as he has so lovingly informed me, is that we are getting new Marvel, a one-shot called Marvel Legacy by Aaron and Ribic. Drops September 27th. Tell me what it's all about, Curtis.
Yeah, so Marvel Legacy, that is definitely the biggest thing right now in the comics world as far as news go. People will remember last year DC Rebirth came on the scene and created a bunch of noise. Now it's Marvel's turn to kind of, I guess, start a line-wide relaunch and kind of get back to core basics with their comics and their series, kind of a return to form, if you will.
So is it a full-on reboot like New 52, or...?
As far as that goes, it is more or less a getting back to core essentials while still keeping, you know, seven... Well, they've been around since the 60s, so not as long as DC, but more like 60 years plus of continuity. That's still safe. It's not going away like New 52 was.
Okay, so is that, like... Is that a good or a bad thing? Like, is the continuity of Marvel currently, like, in such a good place that they need to preserve it? Or
would
it be better to
look at
it
in one of two ways? Okay. I mean, to some, it would almost be like, why not just start fresh, almost like the Ultimate Universe, just kind of take these characters, keep them
the
same
Ultimate
as
Universe
what we...
Man, the Ultimate
Universe
was so good.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. Keep them the same, but maybe just start over. But others are going to be like, no, we love our shared history. We've
okay,
got
like,
60 years worth of stories that we want to still have, in continuity.
This is the same sort of problem with the expanded universe from Star Wars when Marvel and Disney took it over. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a whole bunch of people that were really upset that the extended universe wasn't canon anymore. But, like, I don't understand. Maybe you can help me understand a little bit why why it matters. Because, like, in my mind, like, those, it's not like those stories don't exist. They're still there.
That's
it's just
true.
Like,
I mean, like, you can always read them.
They're
right?
There, right? They exist. And so, like, and you can still talk about people with them. If they rebooted Marvel tomorrow, whole fresh new timeline, new heroes right from the very beginning, like a new Big Bang, you and I could still talk about the Ultimate Universe.
Yeah,
that still exists.
It would still be around. That's a fair point that you raise. I'm of the opinion that I like the fact that it's not a line-wide reboot just because I am such a big fan of their continuity.
Okay.
And yeah, like you mentioned, certainly you can talk about those stories, but I like the idea that you can reference past events in current stories, or like other events affect current stories and all stories matter.
Right.
Because now you'd have to be, you know, working from the ground up again. You wouldn't necessarily be able to reference past events like you still could if you weren't doing a
reboot. Oh, so I guess it opens up a whole bunch of different paths for writers for how they want to take things.
Yeah,
out.
Like, I feel like it gives them flexibility to reference past stories, but it still allows them to create fresh stories for new readers who are, you know, maybe just jumping on now because of this Marvel Legacy.
So basically, Scott Summers is still a dick.
Scott Summers is not the greatest guy. All the things that he did still happens. We'll have to see what he's like in Marvel Legacy, I guess.
He's probably going to be a dick.
Depending on who's writing him, very strong chance.
I'm curious about who's going to be writing X-Men stuff. You've listed a couple titles for me here that you want to talk about, but first of all, I want to ask, so are they like completely renumbering, like right from boom, like right from the beginning?
Oh, that's a great question. A lot of the series that are what I would call, and what Marvel would call, core series or core titles, those are going back to their original numbering, believe it or not.
What?
So, like Amazing Spider-Man, is, you know, like they're in like the 30s right now. That's Dan Slott who's writing it.
Because they just renumbered it, like,
yeah, like Marvel renumbers every few years, so this is what, like, probably like volume 5, you know, number 35 or whatever,
right?
But now they're going back to like 789 I believe, is the number.
God, that's going to be so confusing.
So the original numbering since the 60s.
That's going to be so insanely confusing for new people to get into.
I can see that. I can see other longtime fans being like, yeah, that's awesome that they're continuing the numbering.
Like, but it makes sense for you, right?
But yeah, like, I think it's cool, but if again, I not jump, everyone is the same.
If we're talking about this and someone's like, yeah, you know, like, I really want to jump into the new Spider-Man, and then like...
They see a 789 on the cover.
They're not going to pick that up.
Can be a bit daunting, yeah.
Right?
It is a fresh jumping on...
789 exactly, issues of right? backstory, dude.
It is a fresh jumping on point. Like, it's a new story arc, but they are just going back to the original numbering.
Yeah, but I mean, like, again, like, if somebody doesn't know anything about it, that's going to be...
Whoo, yeah, so whoo, I don't know. I mean, love it, hate whoo. It. Everyone is going to feel some way about that.
Right, so tell me, Curtis, what do you... Which comics then, if it's all a bunch of core stories, like what are you looking forward to the most?
What,
like,
I'm looking forward to see return, or
and why, I
kinda,
guess.
Yeah, kind of just go back to what we love and know, is Captain America has had nothing but a controversial
Bring
last year. To say it, to put it mildly,
make Cap great again.
Make Cap great again. Yeah, to put it mildly, Cap has had quite the year, from being a sleeper Hydra agent to being a Nazi world leader.
Yo, I wanted to ask you about that. So I have friends that are just as much sort of into comics as mm-hmm. you, right? And so, like, I get snippets. This is how I got that ridiculous Scott Summers...
yeah, that amazing panel.
Right. So, question. What the hell was up with that Hail Hydra nonsense?
So, basically, to put it in the simplest terms possible, Cap was essentially had his memories rewritten by something called the Cosmic Cube.
God.
It's going to sound like a mouthful. The Cosmic Cube became a sentient being called Kobik.
Oh.
And essentially Kobik rewrote his entire history and made him think that his entire life he was actually a double agent for Hydra. So he wasn't, it's not like he really was a Hydra agent, just in his mind he believed he was, and that's where the story kind of came from.
So
that's where Hydra Cap essentially comes
from.
Let
me ask, did Grant Morrison write this?
Grant Morrison? No, Nick Spencer.
Nick Spencer!
Nick
I love Spencer. Nick Spencer!
Yeah, dude.
And he wrote this.
Nick Spencer wrote Steve Rogers' Captain America was where it was introduced, and then Secret Empire.
That's BS,
just
man.
Wrapped up.
That's awful. I like Nick Spencer.
That's
bad.
It was controversial, to say the least.
Come on.
It definitely made headlines. A lot of people were shocked.
I'm shocked.
But that storyline wrapped up. Essentially, Cap has now been restored. They found the broken shards of the Cosmic Cube and they were able to retrieve the original Steve
So
Rogers.
Who's writing this new run?
Mark Waid is writing a new Captain America series.
Oh, so you really...
Mark Waid is really solid.
You really like him for Daredevil. Really,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, that same team, the artists included.
Oh, wow.
So it's Waid and Chris Sam. On art, they
so that'll
are doing
be
Captain America.
That should be really incredible. Then.
It is, and it's just a back to basics Captain America, the way we love him, punching bad guys in the face like he should be doing.
There are plenty of Nazis to punch nowadays, too.
Exactly. Yes, sadly, but
so,
that is true.
What else are you looking forward to?
So besides that, another one that I think we're both really looking forward to is Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu. By
yeah.
CM Punk.
Yes, that is the reason why I am super looking forward to it. CM Punk, former WWE ROH wrestler, current UFC fighter, has written comics for Marvel in the past. I think this is his third one that they're letting him handle.
Yeah, he hasn't done a lot, but what he has done has been really
good. His first one was a Thor annual that was way, 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 way better than a first-timer's comic
should
have been.
For a first outing, yeah.
And then he wrote a run of Drax the Destroyer, which was incredible.
That was a miniseries, right?
Yeah, it was a miniseries.
Okay.
It's really, really good. Like, he really does... God, the written version of Guardians of the Galaxy has been so bad for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So bad for so long.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, they have gone through a rough period
and
in
so
the last
like,
few years.
So having this Drax is like really awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so like his Drax run was really, really good. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think he is a way better comic. Like, he's so good. Like, he's just... The way he attacks things, like the way he has always attacked delivering narratives, both in wrestling and in comics, is just, it's fresh. I really enjoy it.
Him taking on a Shang-Chi, of all characters too, to like revive. I haven't seen Shang-Chi in anything since Jonathan Hickman wrote him in Avengers.
Yeah, and so
it's
like...
it's been a while.
And Punk's kind of weird like that. He likes talking about, and I think thinking about pathways to do new things with new characters.
Yeah, like that should be really interesting.
He always wants to reinvent things, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So how many issues is it?
Well, it's slated as a one-shot right now.
What?
Which I know is
that's horse hockey.
Yeah, I know.
Are you kidding me?
Like, it's disappointing to hear that it's a one shot, but I feel like
Marvel,
maybe,
please.
Yeah, if enough fans are like really digging it, maybe we can get a mini series or something out of it. Maybe just as long as it's more than one issue.
Like
a 6-issue mini series would be cool.
That's a bunch of bull something or other, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe if he's only writing one of that though, we can get him running like Punisher.
Yeah, so I was going to say, besides like that, like Punisher would be a cool character for him to write. Who else do you see him maybe being good at writing or taking on?
I mean, like,
on?
Based on how good he did with Drax, I'd love to see him write Guardians of the Galaxy.
Punisher would be cool. A Guardians series by him would be really cool, too, I think.
I really think I would really enjoy him writing Star Wars for them.
Star Wars, yeah.
Star Wars stuff.
Marvel has done really well
with
their new
Star Wars stuff. Something completely new, like do some extended universe type stuff with him, you know? Mm-hmm. That'd be freaking awesome. Goodness me, what else would I really enjoy?
Do you think him writing
Wolverine would be incredible?
Yeah, like
Punisher and Wolverine would both
be
really
good. Well, what's crazy is that like finally Wolverine's actually coming back to comics because he's been dead, quote unquote, for the last 3 years. But yeah, they're bringing him back.
So a Wolverine run from him would be really good.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, maybe
if he was apt to delve away from Marvel. I would like to see him write a Ninja Turtles run.
Ninja Turtle, like a Casey Jones.
I would love to see him write a Casey Jones series because that man's literally just Casey Jones in like human form.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I would also really enjoy seeing him write Batman.
Batman, very interesting choice.
Yeah, or even like one of the Bat family, you know,
like a Nightwing. Maybe.
Or I was actually thinking Red Hood.
Red Hood, yes. Actually, if any character, yeah.
I would actually think Red Hood he'd be really good at writing Jason Todd.
Yeah.
So I'm actually really looking forward to that. Master of Kung Fu, I'm gonna have to keep my eyes open.
Another one that's really exciting is the new Moon Knight comic that's coming.
Oh man, I have a friend who's really into Moon Knight.
Yeah, I've been a long time Moon Knight fan myself.
I really like his artistic design, like his aesthetic costume.
Moon Knight
design is
a very visually striking character because he's all white.
It's special.
Like he doesn't try to blend into the shadows.
Right.
He is just fully visible.
So, like, I've never really gotten into Moon Knight. What does he do?
Moon Knight's always been known for having some identity issues. He has, like, split... He has split personalities that he bounces between. He's essentially... he's similar to Batman. A lot of people have described him that way, but he's really not. Other than his gadgets and his money, like character-wise, like and motivation-wise, he's nothing like Batman. But he's just a really fascinating character, like mentally, like his psyche is very interesting to explore.
Okay.
So I've always found just reading Moon Knight has always been an interesting introspective look at the mind.
Is he related in any way, shape, and form to the Taskmaster?
Yeah, Moon Knight and Taskmaster have clashed on many occasions. The two of them are definitely longtime foes.
Okay, because they look really similar.
Yeah, they are. Another series that I think is big news, and going back to how we started the show, was the return of the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, so, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how sure are you of them coming back?
I'm a 10 on that one.
We are
getting them back. It's more a matter of when. What we're getting from Marvel in the next couple months is something called Marvel 2-in-1. Which is a revival of like their classic 70s comic where it was basically a team-up book. And what they're doing is they're using Thing and a Human Torch and they're going on a quest. It's Thing and Human Torch together.
Yes.
And they're going on a quest to find the remaining members of their Richards family. So they're looking for Reed, they're looking for Sue, they're looking for Franklin and Valeria, their children.
Oh my god, that's going to be so good.
Because at the end of Secret Wars, which was written by Hickman and it tied into his Fantastic Four run, like the Richards family were the climax of that run. You have them and then the Avengers. They went missing at the end of Secret Wars and they're rebuilding the multiverse after it got destroyed and then basically got respawned. So they're fixing the multiverse and they're out there. It's just a matter of finding them. So I know we're getting them.
Reed Richards is way too smart for his own damn
brain. Yeah, Reed Richards' brilliant mind, and he inherited the powers of the Beyonder, so now he just has insane power. Him and Sue and their kids have basically exist out of time, and they're just rebuilding the universe. But we will get the Fantastic Four again. That I'm sure of. It's
and
a matter
are,
of when.
We are going to delve into them.
Oh, we will.
In a full episode
Absolutely,
some
yeah.
point in the near
yeah, we'll,
future.
We'll talk about them more in depth later, but... Just for now, Marvel 2-in-1 is a title that I'm looking forward to, for sure.
So I guess the big question that's supposed to be asked here,
mm-hmm.
With how badly Marvel's been doing business-wise lately,
oh, man.
Do you think this is going to help them?
That's a great question. I mean, I've heard it on both sides. People are saying, like, this could be Marvel's DC Rebirth, because commercially, DC Rebirth has been fantastic.
Every single time
DC's consistently on the top seller list.
Whenever they do a reboot, things always seem to go well.
And
like,
they're
New 52
great.
Sold well, too,
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so this could work in their favor, but at the same time, you can reboot, or you can kind of go back to basics, back to essentials, and kind of return to what made people love your characters. But if you don't have good talent writing your books,
they're
not going to sell.
That is what I was going to get at.
So it could go either way. What I'm more concerned with is who, what kind of talent are we going to be getting on new Marvel comics?
Obviously, CM Punk and Mark Waid.
Yeah, that is good.
Those are two pretty big names.
Mark Waid has never left Marvel, though. Like, he's been with Marvel for the last little bit.
I mean, yes and no. Like, he still writes stuff for DC, right? Like,
Mark Waid hasn't written anything for DC in some time. Like, he wrote a really good Flash run, but that was in the 90s.
I'm trying to think. Like, I could have sworn
he's been with Marvel now for the last.
Okay. All right.
A long time, but
he helped write 52.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no, you're right. So I guess like a decade ago. So I mean, recently, but not like super recently.
God, that makes me feel old. Was 52 really that long ago?
52 was 2006.
Jesus,
it's Christ. It's almost 2018, man.
Oh my God, just.
So I wouldn't call that recent, but yeah.
My spirit is about to leave its mortal coil. Oh.
But yeah, like talent is definitely going to be the drawing factor, I think, for a lot of us. It's who's going to be writing these series, because you can have any character, and if you have a good writer, it doesn't almost even matter what the character is.
Yeah, no, I think...
Unpopular characters can be popular just based on
who's writing
them. I
think we absolutely both agree on that fact,
yeah.
Right? Like, we both enjoy to follow writers and their best work more than characters.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously,
writers.
There's characters we're always going to follow. Like, I know you really like Daredevil.
Yeah, I've always followed Daredevil.
You'll always read whoever writes
yeah,
him.
Exactly.
And I'm always going to follow whoever writes Blue Beetle and Booster
exactly,
Gold.
Exactly, yeah.
Probably always Aquaman now as well.
Yeah, Aquaman is always enjoyable.
Well.
Generally.
That's for next week.
We'll get to that.
That's
yeah.
for next week.
Yeah, not always, but I guess we'll talk about that in the future.
Literally next week, so tune
yeah,
in next week.
Absolutely.
Tune in next week.
Looking forward to it.
But yeah, so it's all about talent, and Marvel writers have been like fleeing
Marvel.
Some
of their biggest names, like
Max
Ed Brubaker.
Gone. What's he doing now?
Ed Brubaker?
Yeah.
He's writing for Image Comics because you own your characters, so you get more money for one because you actually own the rights, and then you don't have editorial
I feel like
telling you what to write.
Gotta also be really difficult, right? Because like
it
people,
can be, because launching
people,
can be scary.
And most people aren't like you and me following authors. Most people do tend to follow characters
yeah.
more.
But a lot of the critically acclaimed stuff is coming from Image just because they do have full creative control over there. So a lot of Marvel writers have been jumping over there, like Jeff Lemire.
Yeah.
He's not with Marvel anymore. Jonathan Hickman, at least right now, isn't with Marvel.
Is he writing for Image?
He writes a couple Image comics. He might even be moving to DC.
What's he writing?
For Image, he's writing something called East of West, Black Monday Murders, and he was writing Manhattan Projects.
Any of them good?
All of them are fantastic.
Okay,
I read anything Hickman does. He's one of my favorite writers.
Explain some of those to me then.
Black Monday Murders is about the corrupt financial institutions and how they run the world. It's so interesting.
That's got to be incredible.
And East of West is basically a Western post-apocalyptic. Like, it's a post-apocalyptic Western thriller. Basically, it's set with, like, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, but it's, like, this Western kind of futuristic storyline.
Oh, my God.
It's so artistically and just creatively such an insane idea, but it's
awesome.
I gotta
check that out, then.
Yeah, East of West, Black Monday Murders, both great. But he might be doing more for Marvel. He had a S.H.I.E.L.D. series that he's finishing the last two scripts on.
Okay.
And those are going to be coming soon, so he will have that for Marvel. And then whatever for DC, he might be doing some more for DC as well.
Which should be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I hope.
He might do some of the Watchmen crossovers
for
DC. Or he might write a Legion of Superheroes series for DC.
That'd also be really cool, too.
Yeah, it would be.
I mentioned in last week's episode, I've been reading a lot of Teen Titans lately, and when the Legion of Superheroes showed up in Teen Titans,
Yeah, they're so cool, and he would do so good on that title.
Ultra Boy's so dope.
Yeah.
So with all these mass fleeings of good authors, the mass exodus of really good writers.
Yeah, there's been a lot lately.
The stranglehold of editorial over the storylines. Can you explain to me how this is going to be, how this Marvel Legacy thing is going to be good?
Well, I mean, if it pans out well, and I hope it does, I really do. I mean, both of us want it to turn out well.
I don't think anyone is rooting for bad stories in comics.
No, never. You always want to root for your favorite characters and series to do well. But if I just hope that Marvel Legacy, since it is kind of a return to form and returning to legacy characters, I hope and I feel that Marvel maybe is going to let more creative control, I just hope that they're going to allow more creative control to the writers on their respective titles and just allow them to write stories that they want to write. And for the most part, they do, but there are always those times where editorials like, you need to tie into this event, and then we just get unnecessary filler issues or just unnecessary crossovers, and they're not very tightly written stories, so I just want more of that.
Kieran Gillen's Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah, exactly. And if Marvel can deliver on that and maybe just return to what makes all of us love Marvel in the first place, is just great characters, great shared connected universe, but also great individual stories on their own, it could turn out well.
I've heard explained the difference between the two companies explained this way before, is that DC is gods learning how to be humans, while Marvel is humans learning how to be gods.
That's a great analogy.
And so, like, it depends on what you like, but for the most part, people like to read something that they can identify with, right?
And that's Marvel, for the most part, has always had these grounded characters, and I guess returning more to this kind of style
could be incredibly successful.
Could be really great, yeah, exactly. So we can only hope that it's going to turn out well. I want it to.
I always want there to be more good comics, right? Like, it's more infuriating.
Comics, more good comics is always a
good
thing.
It is slightly annoying and infuriating when I look at, like, my backlog and see that I've got to read, like, 400-some-odd issues.
Oh, my goodness.
At the same time, it's like, you know, like, I would rather there
it's
be...
not the worst problem in the world.
Yeah, I would rather be there be a 400-issue backlog for me to read than, like, a 3-issue backlog.
Yeah, exactly. Not having any good stories versus hundreds of good stories.
Then you just end up rereading the same stuff, which is fine and dandy. Like, I like to go back and reread stuff occasionally, too, but, like, come on. Come on. Both of us know that we would just rather have, like, better stuff to
exactly.
read.
Exactly. What are you looking forward to, or what kind of characters are you personally feel like you would want to check out?
I mean, like, I really, really super enjoyed Hawkeye, right? Written by Fraction.
Yeah,
but, like,
Matt
the problem,
Fraction's Hawkeye was one of the best things in recent years.
The problem is that I don't think anybody can really top that in my mind.
No, it is the definitive Hawkeye run. Jeff Lemire did have a little run on Hawkeye, actually, right after Fraction.
Right, so, and it was actually also
was
really
good
as well.
Yeah.
Again, like, I'd really like to see, now that Logan's alive again, I'd really like to see a Wolverine run.
Yeah,
a new
Wolverine.
I think if you get fresh talent on it, then, like, there is absolutely the ability to have something brand new from that and fresh and interesting. I think that some other, like, low-key, like, hero groupings would be really fun. Like, B-list type hero groupings would be really, really interesting too, right?
Okay.
Like, give me something led by, like, Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Give me a team-up initiative led by Doctor Strange.
Or, like,
to fight
a mystical team of various Marvel sorcerers go around the world and fix magic in the universe.
Give me that.
Because,
My
idea is, like, magic is infecting the world, and you get all these Marvel sorcerers, and they just go around the world fixing things.
Give me that.
Call it Doctor Strange and, I don't know, Doctor Strange and a Sorcerer Supreme or something like that. I don't know.
Something like that.
There was a Doctor Strange team-up book, actually, so it's probably similar to that.
Yeah, I mean, fair. I would really enjoy something like that. Man, I want to see Ant-Man, but, like, Scott Lang? Scott
Ant-Man?
Lang as Ant-Man, not
well,
stupid
Nick Spencer had a really
Hank
good
Pym.
Nick Spencer had a really good Scott Lang Ant-Man. It was called Astonishing Ant-Man.
Because he's amazing.
And that has been done, yeah. So good. Check out Nick Spencer's Astonishing Ant-Man if you want some more of that. What about, like, a cosmic series dealing with, like, Silver Surfer and, like, the philosophical nature of his existence?
That'd be really awesome.
Dealing with, like, existential issues of, like, identity, because Silver Surfer's always been a wanderer looking in at worlds but never actually fitting into any of them. So just a really cool new Silver Surfer comic could be
I think
really
that would be really good, too. I've got it. I want to see a new Sinister Six comic.
There we go.
I want to see a there new Sinister Six comic, but I don't want, like, the same old Sinister Six.
The classic lineup.
No, I want Electro. I want Mysterio. I want...
We need Mysterio again.
Who hasn't been around in forever?
I haven't seen him in ages.
I want Kraven.
Kraven, okay.
Those
are all classic members.
Yeah, yeah. No, I want those three for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
And then maybe three other...
And then three other ones that you could fit in there that would also be
that
like...
That would fill different roles for
yeah,
the team.
Yeah, right? And like, so... Superior Foes of Spider-Man made me realize how awesome and interesting it was. How awesome and interesting it was to have... like villains of Spider-Man be in like a team where like you only glimpse him like briefly.
Yeah, like Spider-Man like, he's is only a there. Tangential.
Yeah, like he's only there like
character, but not actually like.
But like you also
there.
At the end game of this is like they have to win, right? Like you can't write,
give them a win, right?
You can't write this comic and not have them. Like, at least come out on top, because yeah. otherwise it just looks
They've
stupid.
Always been on the bottom their whole lives. They're, might as well give them a win once in a while, right?
Right. Scorpion would be another cool
one. Oh, yeah,
one.
Scorpion's a good
one. Sandman would be a cool one.
What about a ridiculous Spider-Man villain like the Spot or like Will-O-The-Wisp? I'm pulling from some really obscure Spider-Man
yeah,
villains.
Yeah, those are...
You'd have to do some research into them, but they're really interesting villains.
God, he's got so many villains, Spider-Man does.
Spot is basically covered. He looks like a Dalmatian wearing a bodysuit. It's just white with black spots
like,
all over. And they're like black holes that he can teleport.
I don't want it to be another
he's
Superior
really
Foes. Like, I don't want it to
no,
be...
No, it can't be the same in style, you're right.
I don't want it to be another B-list cast of villains. Like, I want there to be comedy involved with the clashes of different personalities, but I still want them to be... A-list Spider-Man
okay.
villains.
Okay, so
just not
so,
like the classic,
so more bigger ones then.
Yeah, like Scorpion would be
okay.
Scorpion would be another good one that I would love to have in there. Give me Black Cat in there. Why not?
Black Cat. Okay.
Why not?
She's
right?
normally been kind of an anti-hero, never a full-on villain, but.
But like, I feel like that would be kind of fun to have her
yeah,
in there.
It'd be interesting.
Sandman in there would be real
oh,
cool.
Oh, Sandman's
too.
Great. Sandman's always good.
So yeah, give me a Sinister, give me a new Sinister Six comic
okay.
and have them win.
Okay. Fair enough.
We are running out of time here, so we're going to move on to the last section of the show. Other than Marvel Legacy, there's just one
yeah,
comic.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
There's just
tomorrow.
One comic coming out next week, or this week, dropping tomorrow, that I'm really excited about, and that's Batman Murder Machine number one. As the events of Dark Knight's Metal continue to go through the DC Universe, the creatures of the dark multiverse stand ready to invade our world.
That sounds really interesting. Snyder's writing it. Who's the artist on
No, Frank Thierry's writing
oh,
it.
Oh, no, Snyder's writing the core series. This is a tie-in issue. So
Frank
I guess
Thierry's writing
it.
Ricardo Federici is the
okay.
artist.
Okay.
And then last week's top 10 best-selling comics, Batman Red Death number 1, Batman number 31, Nightwing 29, Justice League 29, Superman 31, Star Wars Annual number 3, Green Arrow 31, Journey to Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi, Captain Phasma number 2, Green Lantern 31, and Wild Storm number 7. Curtis, my dude, what are you reading this week and why?
Well, for one, that was a lot of DC.
Correct. A lot of DC comics.
Maybe we'll see some more Marvel things kind of trickle
Let's
on
hope.
The list in the coming weeks.
Let's hope.
What am I reading? Marvel Legacy, clearly. Other than that, there's not a whole lot for tomorrow that I'm, as far as new issues go. Marvel Legacy, I'm interested in checking out Batman. And then just other current things I'm reading. I'm still working through Jonathan Hickman's amazing Avengers saga.
Cool.
And that's about all I'm reading. What about you? What have you been up to?
Recently, I read Nick Spencer's The Fix,
yeah,
which is a really good. It's a really good Miami Vice type thing. It's an independent comic. It's just about two guys basically.
That's by Image Comics.
Yeah, committing crime, more or
it's
less.
It's supposed to be just absolutely deplorable.
Yes. Yeah. The humor is. raunchy.
Yeah.
And I've been reading the DC Rebirth of Green Arrow, which has been really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, I like Green Arrow quite a bit, too. I've been reading that one myself.
Yeah, so I guess that's what we've been doing. We really, really enjoy you guys coming in and sharing
Absolutely.
This week with us.
Feedback is always appreciated.
Yeah, so hit us up on the Twitter, which is at BTP Comic UMFM. Yes, I realize I couldn't have made it any more confusing. and at the email, beyondthepanel@gmail.com.
Send us your thoughts, questions, concerns. One of us will answer them for sure. We love answering your guys'
questions. We just love having conversation
questions.
With you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So thank you very much for joining us. It's been Beyond the Panel on UMFM. Have a good night, guys.
We'll see you guys next week.